So I want to talk to you about a little something here, and our folks here on the air. And if you want to jump into this conversation, 312-981-7200. But when I was growing up, and maybe you too, Sunday dinner was the thing.
Yes.
Okay, good. So yes. It was for you too.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley's a few generations removed maybe from that, but I want to hear from her too. But we never mentioned it, but everyone just knew at the end of the weekend meant we had a long-standing date with a set of grandparents, and we switched off every single week. And it was time to hang around the house, see your relatives, enjoy a great home-cooked meal. It was like designated family time. So after your busyness of sports and other events going on that weekend, the Sunday dinner, and Sunday dinner meant noon sometimes or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Earlier in the day, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't 6 o'clock.
No, because people had to go to work, had to go to school. So we had to get home from the grandparents' house in time to get ready to go to school.
That's right. That's
you know. So, and during the dinner, no TV. While you were at the grandparents' house, no TV.
No, but that was kind of the rule of my family back then. I think there was one day a week when we knew my dad had meetings, we'd pull out the TV dinner trays, the metal trays.
Oh, okay.
And we'd watch, but we'd have TV dinners. And it was just once a week, and we'd watch the Dick Van Dyke Show or Andy Griffith on Channel 9 or whatever was going on. But the idea, gathering family and friends to share a Sunday meal, has fallen out of favor. I mean, for the most part, for a long time, even if you're not, you know, the self-proclaimed patriarch, which you are, and matriarch of a family, I believe these dinners need to make a comeback. We talk about these kids being so disconnected and into their digital worlds all the time, and then, you know, you see all this stuff going on with social media stress, and then there's violence and all this other stuff. It's how are we checking in on our kids on a regular basis? And, you know, I have to say, you know, we know there's a couple days a week, Mondays and Wednesdays, that we absolutely all sit down for family dinner. But Josh has different classes now.
Right. Emma's got basketball. He's in college, sure.
Emma's got basketball practice. Mm-hmm. My wife has a class she takes on Tuesday nights. I have sometimes come into the studio and do some prep work and stuff. So we know our schedules don't always align, but we always know Mondays and Wednesdays that we get together. And we make sure we have dinner. And there's a rule, and I talked about this on Cochran Show last Monday, is we have a basket on the counter, and that's where all the cell phones go during the conversation.
That's right. You've mentioned that to me before, right?
Because, yeah. I mean, otherwise everybody's on their phone at the table, right?
Yeah.
Or you see it at restaurants. Like, nobody's talking to one another. They're all on their phones. It's like, hey, what's going on here? You know, what's the purpose?
Yeah.
So, you know, Sunday nights, not, you know, in the summertime, I cook a little bit more on Sunday nights, but we're on the road a lot in the summer. We're in Wisconsin quite a bit, or we'll go out to dinner. But it's still
on a Sunday night. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still getting together and doing whatever.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be elaborate, limited to family time or that formal, whether you're entertaining 2 or 20 people, cocktails, you know, potluck, big meal, whatever it might be. So here's what it did for me, and here's what it could be done for others who are wrapped up in other things in this once a week thing. A shared dinner table, and here's a list of things. I'm sorry, Ashley, do you have family dinners? I mean, is it no?
Not really. We don't have any set days, but we do go to dinner quite a bit. Nobody in my family really cooks.
Okay.
My dad grills a lot over the summer, but when it comes winter, it'll be spontaneous, because most of the time my brother and I are around because we'll come home from work and we'll hang out and we'll go to dinner, and then if we're hanging out with friends, it's usually afterwards.
Grandparents, it depends on
you know, the day, who's around, who's available.
At your age in your 20s, does a boyfriend get to come along once in a while?
Yeah,
that's nice.
I mean, it just kind of depends on who's there, who's around. We do family bowling on Sundays. So that's, I guess, our family dinner.
That is your family dinner.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My dad, now that we lost my mom, we're keeping our eyes on him, although he's kept himself pretty busy. I mean, he's got friends he goes out with and stuff, and he's trying to keep his mind going on that stuff. But we've spent at least a couple days a week. I'm going to say the last few years, my mother's just not been well enough, so we brought food to their house and so forth, but we didn't get out that much. So we're getting together a little bit more. Sunday seems to be the dinner spot. But I just remember, on my dad's side, my grandmother had she baked everything. So there was a drawer in her kitchen that came out kind of on an angle, and my grandfather built this, and it was metal inside, and it was filled 4 feet high, about a foot wide, with flour. And there was a shovel in there. So when she made anything homemade, pancakes, breads, and she always made cinnamon rolls and these little biscuits for Sunday dinner. And she'd make a big pot roast and everything. Everything was from scratch. So you kind of had to look forward to that. And I knew every other week it would be by my other grandparents who were mm-hmm. Polish, and they would make some great homemade gumkis and pierogi and Polish sausage and whatever else. And we'd always end up at the end of the night. I think these were the back-to-back shows that we would watch. First, it was Ed Sullivan. And I'm still old enough to, mm-hmm. to watch the tail end of that. But then Channel 9 had like Hee Haw and the Lawrence Welk show.
Yeah.
That my grandparents loved. So we had to watch that as well. But here's some of the things that a family dinner could do. So a shared dinner teaches children how to behave in a polite society without electronic media. But it teaches kids, especially if you do your Sunday night dinners out, it teaches you how to act in public, because I know there's people that never take their kids out until they're like 7-8 years old, and then they don't know how to behave in a restaurant.
But again, you have to prepare them at home before you take them out to the restaurant.
That's absolutely right. So getting your phones off the table, having conversations with your grandparents. Or
learning respect for other people's spaces.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, you mm-hmm. did that with your kids. I mean,
well, yeah.
Or whatever.
Sure.
Education, learning something from other conversations and other family members sitting at the table. And it's one reason that when we bought this house, that we bought a round table for our dining room, because it's not, you get to talk to everybody. Mm-hmm. You're looking at everybody during the conversation.
Right.
And you learn something from grandpa. You learn something from me, from mom. Or mm-hmm. I might hear something about the kids' week that I didn't hear before because they're running in a million directions. Trying out new recipes or actually cooking together.
Right.
You know, to having mm-hmm. generations teach each other how to do that. I mean, my father taught me how to grill, obviously. My daughter is making, you know, is going to the we've got like, I don't know, like literally 6 or 8 feet full of cookbooks. So she's going through and finding cool recipes and doing that stuff. Yeah. When you think about it, it's an ideal way to entertain. So long, lazy afternoons, uncomplicated food, you know, casseroles. Doesn't have to be, again, a formality, but it's more of a, almost like a community effort for everyone mm-hmm. to get this, you know, work as a family to get this stuff. I know this sounds so pie in the sky with everybody running.
But no, it doesn't, because it is a, I don't want to say lost art, that's kind of cliche.
Yeah.
But for more people nowadays, I think, compared to when I was young and you were young, I think it's a necessity, because too many families, I think, are getting away from this type of thing.
On all the travel sports and everything, there's just no time to sit down.
Exactly. I mean, how many times, I mean, we, even with my parents' schedule, mm-hmm. we had not just Sunday night, but Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Friday night, we had to do dinner before Temple.
Oh, we did a lot of weekday dinners, you know? Too, as a kid. But I think today, no one sits at the table anymore and just has a conversation. I just find that kind of disturbing. Used to go, I mean, you as a family used to go hunt for your food, I'm assuming, back then, right?
But, well, if we had the proper weapons, you know, you know, we would try to go out as a group, because one would stand in front as the target,
right,
and everybody else would come up behind and try to, you know, get dinner, you know.
Yeah.
But one of us may not have gotten back all in one piece.
Ooh,
but, you know,
it happens.
It happens sometimes.
It happens, absolutely, absolutely.
Why are you crazy?
But Sunday night is a school night, right? So, I mean, school night.
Right.
It's a work night for everybody.
Sure.
But and like the Sunday dinner of old, it's an opportunity to bring multiple generations and friends and family together around the table. And I just think it deserves a comeback.
Yeah.
I think it'll change people's lives.
I think you are highly correct. You are correct, sir.
You are correct, sir. All right. We got a packed show. Let's take a quick break and talk about that next on 720 WGN.